probably looking at the game or reflecting on the game, these are a team that had a very, very good season last season. I'm very sure that they'll have another good season, and you can see why. A lot of corners put us under a lot of pressure, particularly the latter part of the game, and probably that was a good part of our game. I think we had to defend well, a lot of crosses and corners. Probably apart from the super save that Nicky made, there were no clear-cut chances that they had. So it was always one that we were going to have to manufacture something out, say, out of a cross or some of the numerous corners that they had. And we defended them very well, but we probably wasn't good enough over the 90 minutes with the ball. We got into some decent areas, some real good crossing areas where I felt we made wrong choices, and it was probably just going to be the one clear-cut chance that somebody was going to take. Unfortunately, it was us.
And it was that man, Kasenga Luwalawara, again, second time in as many games.
Yeah, and it was a good finish. I think, and certainly at that stage of the game, everybody's getting a little bit tired. Everybody's probably expecting extra time and preparing themselves for extra time. So a great time to score a goal. But one of the bits of quality that we showed in the game, and I thought starting with Hemed, ball going up to him and a really good ball by Danny Holler, and it needed something like that to break the deadlock.
Three competitive debuts today. Glenn Ray was one of them. I'll come to the keeper in a moment, but how do you assess how Glenn got on today, a youngster making his competitive debut for the club?
Well, great experience and a tough day for him, up against two and you know, the up against two players that are used to, you know, ball going up to the front and winning headers, and I thought at times he got his timing a little bit wrong on the header. So great experience, because he needs to gauge that a little bit better. But overall, I thought he did well, particularly on one occasion where I think the lad had run off the other side of Gordon, and he's had to cover really well. So really good experience for him, and overall, I thought he did well.
And a word on your keeper, the flying Finn, who came out of nowhere really to pull off that vital save when it was still 0-0.
Yeah, but it was one of them ones, I must admit, from seeing it from this angle. It was a very good save, but I quite expected him to get there. We certainly shouldn't have allowed the shot from the edge of the box. And I think for Kaz, for what he has done, of course, winning us the game, I thought he was a little bit loose on that and has allowed the lad to get a shot in. But it needed a good save. And, you know, that was probably or arguably the only, you know, good goal-scoring chance that they had in 90 minutes. So it was that type of game. We didn't have money ourselves, and it said it was going to be the one who manufactured it, but certainly we needed that save.
You wanted a backup Friday night. You've done that. Another clean sheet and progression in this competition. Exactly what you wanted.
Well, that's the message before the game, was that we wanted to go through. And we know what the competition is, and we know, once we look at a lot of the teams that play this evening, there would have been lots of teams that would have used their squad the best way they can. But you still want to field a strong side, which I thought we did. And I think overall, I think we did show a desire to want to go through. But these are very tight games.
Just today, reports of the Albion being close to signing Uwe Hünemeyer, German defender. Can you give us the latest on that situation?
Well, I think we've always been consistent in what we've done, and always announced anything that is right and correct and the timing. So we certainly won't veer away from that. But we'd like to think we are very close on something. But certainly we're not in a position to announce anything until anything is 100% contract.
But you have said centre-back is a key position for you. I know Glenn Ray played tonight, but you are looking to bolster in that position, aren't you?
We are, because at this moment, of course, we've got Lewis Duncan and Gordon Greer. They're our two mainstay centre-halves. And all due respect to Glenn Ray, he's a young player that's had a really good pre-season for us, and he will continue to develop. But it's an important position, and yes, it's an area that we absolutely need covering.
A lot of the players you have brought in already have come from abroad. Is that something that is looking likely to continue with value in the market?
I think there's no doubt that... I don't know about value, because there are some wonderful players playing in this division, and players that have got teams promotion in this division. But I think generally, if you are bringing a player from these shores, that generally you normally have to pay more for them. So there's great value with players here, but I think, as I say, what you end up having to pay for players from these shores is always more. And we're very open in whichever way we do our recruitment, but it's ultimately you want to bring good players in.
Final one from me. A lot of the fans tonight getting on to me asking about when Bobby Zamora is going to be available and fit. I'm probably going to have to ask you several times, I imagine, but I've got to ask the question. Where is he, and how much is he getting under his belt in terms of training, and when can maybe they see him in an Albion shirt?
Well, we had a game at the training ground today, which he played a part of. We have a game on Monday at the Amex, which we're going to make a decision on whether he'll play part of that game. But he won't be far away. We would like him ready and available right now, but we have got to play sensible, and we want him for the season, you know, not just for the first couple of weeks.